Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Feeling alone can be really hard. I know this. In fact, I learned that the biggest cause of stress isn't financial trouble. It's not health trouble. It's not the many things that come to mind when it comes to, you know, what stress means and how it shows up in our life. The biggest cause of stress is, in fact, loneliness. And look, we've had a tough couple of years, right? We've responded very differently depending on where we are, who we are, you know, about this, the global pandemic. And I can tell you that my mom is still really scared of getting COVID. She is nearly 80 years old. She's in the UK and she just wants to be alone, right? She is afraid. She thinks that as an older woman, she's unsafe. And I allow her to do what suits her because it's her life, it's her body, it's her decision. Of course, I want to see her, but her decision right now is that she doesn't want to. And so I love and respect that. I stay in my own business. One thing that my mom says to me, which I thought could be helpful for any of you who feel lonely, maybe you're separated from your loved ones for whatever reason across the world. I know many of us are separated from family for different reasons. My mom would always say to me this, because I've been living away from home since I was 18. I moved to France and then Australia and then the US. So I've not lived in the same country as my mom for 20 years. She says this to me, we're always under the same moon. Maybe you need to remember that. Maybe that's something that could touch you today. Maybe it's something you can share or, you know, offer to someone who misses you, who's far away from you. And I don't know if it's just me, but I've been noticing the full moons lately. I know they only come once a month, but when I see them, they just seem so extra bright and gorgeous. I have this feeling of connectivity. I mean, what is it that makes us silent in the face of a full moon? It's almost, if I had to just define it, it would be, it's ancient nature and it's present temporary form. I guess the ancient and the temporary together, it moves us because there is an eternal truth attached to it, to where we are, to where we're from. My husband recently made his new screensaver a photo that was taken out in space recently, and it's of the many galaxies that exist. And he's like, I love looking at this because I realize that my problems are just within one galaxy. Well, not even within one galaxy, one small planet within one galaxy. This is comforting in a couple of ways. First of all, you're not general manager of the universe. The world is a big, the world, the galaxies, the universe, all of it, it is huge. We are like a piece of sand, which keeps us humble. It can allow us not to take ourselves too seriously. It can help us not fear so much. And then secondly, it can make us appreciate that this time on earth that we have, this like little blip, this little blip in history, it's now, right? And we're here exactly on planet earth, this rock that's hurtling through space at like dizzying speed for such a short period. So how are we using it? Are we remembering too that we're all connected in the end? That should make us, that alone should make us love each other. The fact that this is where we all are right now at this time, in this time-space reality. And when I miss my mom or other members of my family, because I'm here in the US with just my husband, I love to recall what my mom always says, we're always under the same moon. How far away are we really? And the last full moon that I saw, so bright, so beautiful, I sent her a message. I said, I miss you, Mum. Just so you know, always ready to come and see you. But tonight, a full moon. Tonight, you're here with me. Until next time, my friends. Love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.